This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown.
On this vote, the yeas are 63, the nays are 36. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill is passed.
Thursday night, U.S. senators passed a bipartisan debt limit deal approved overwhelmingly by the House of Representatives, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
And very importantly, we did a very good job of taking the worst parts of the Republican plan that would have hurt so many families, and we took those worst parts off the table.
The U.S. had been on track to run out of cash in 4 days. The bipartisan legislation now goes to President Joe Biden for his signature. Biden said in a statement released that senators from both parties voted to protect hard-earned economic progress we have made and prevent a first-ever default by the United States. A young girl, her mother, and another woman were killed during a Russian missile strike on Kyiv Thursday after the air raid shelter they rushed to failed to open, according to witnesses. Reuters' Matthew Laritonda has the story.
The grieving husband of a woman killed during Russian missile strikes on Kyiv overnight into Thursday is saying that they had tried to get to their local bomb shelter during the attacks, but no one could open the door. There were women and children trying to get in, he says, when debris from a missile fell around them. Authorities say several people were killed in the incident, including a young girl and her mother, the 18th such attack by Russia on the city since the start of May. Russia has increased its missile and drone attacks on Kyiv in recent weeks ahead of the expected counteroffensive from Ukrainian forces.
Matthew Laritonda from Reuters reporting. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Canada has deployed the military to its eastern province of Nova Scotia to help fight the wildfires burning through the region, according to officials. Speaking on Thursday, thousands of people from Nova Scotia have been forced to flee their homes because of the blazes. Nova Scotia said Thursday that it has 16 active wildfires, with four of the fires burning out of control. Countries that use the euro currency have seen a drop in inflation. Get more on that story from the AP correspondent Karen Chalmers.
Europe's inflation took a positive turn with a significant drop to 6.1%. The annual figure in May eased from 7% in April for the 20 countries that use the euro currency. The drop is a welcome sign that the explosion in price increases, which peaked in record double digits last October, is heading in the right direction. However, prices are still posing a pinch to shoppers. Economists warn it will be many months before normal levels of inflation are reflected in price tags in shops. I'm Karen Chamas.
There are media reports that Justice Department prosecutors have obtained an audio recording of former President Donald Trump from after he left office, in which he talks about holding on to classified documents, a document, rather, related to a potential attack on Iran. CNN first reported that Trump suggested on the recording that he wanted to share with others information from the document, but that he knew there were limitations about his ability to declassify records after he left office. The comments would appear to undercut his repeated claims that he declassified the documents he took with him from the White House to his Florida estate after leaving office. Is your money stored on Cash App safe? AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is warning that customers of Venmo, PayPal, and Cash App should not store their money with these apps for long term because the funds may not be covered by deposit insurance. Money stored on a payment app is not being held in a traditional bank account. So if there's an event similar to a bank run with these payment apps, those funds may not be protected. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation insures bank accounts up to $250,000. The CFPB says generally, by default, these apps are not covered by deposit insurance. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Sweden is claiming to go smoke-free. Sweden, which has the lowest rate of cigarette smoking in the European Union, is now close to declaring itself smoke-free, defined as having fewer than 5% daily smokers in the population. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.